Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Pat.
Yeah.
You had an interesting weekend. Talk to us.
Yeah, I got
what's going on with Pat today?
Well, I got a good workout. What was it, Saturday? Man, I think it was the best workout I've ever had in my entire life.
I'm glad.
I've never sweat so much, I think.
That's awesome.
Ever. It was just amazing.
Ever?
Yeah. Well,
ever.
Tell us about this workout. Somebody
called me up, said, hey, man, I need some help, man. Can you come help me?
Can you help me out, please?
Can you help a brother out?
Can you help my brother out?
So I said, of course, man. I'd love to be able to help you out. So I got to move my good friend and comrade. Not once.
But twice.
In the same day.
How
it
about
was a
that?
Beautiful thing.
Well, I certainly appreciate your help. Listen, I even got you some backup. Chris came and helped out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the master packer and loader.
You need somebody moved, this is your guy.
We're going to put his number out in the air in a little while and torch you.
We'll post his phone number.
Hold up.
I mean, this man can load up. Listen, talk about space. Whenever you think you need a truck, just get two sizes smaller. You invite Chris. He'll make sure you get it all in. Every nook and cranny. But my goodness, was that a workout or what? I don't remember it ever taking this long.
How much stuff could actually fit in that truck?
I didn't know you had so much stuff.
I know, right? I thought you downsized.
It just kept coming and coming.
I did. It's just junk, I guess. No, honey, it's not junk. But, you know, stuff. It's amazing what you accumulate, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
It's just amazing.
I can imagine to do that again.
No, I can't imagine that. I can't imagine it for a long time.
Let's hope not, right?
Let's hope.
It really turned me off from wanting to move.
Oh, my goodness.
But there was a bright side to this.
Not only did I get to
move my brother.
Yes.
But I got to witness the most interesting, odd.
What? Please.
Strange looking animal. Just pops up on my phone.
Strange?
Just this mop looking thing.
Isaiah, cover your ears.
I said, "What? What is this? What is that?
What is that?
That does not look like Diesel to me. What happened to Diesel? This is not Diesel." And he says, "Well, this is my new dog." "Your what?" "That's a dog."
Children, cover your ears. Mr. Pat really does not mean this.
"That's not a dog. That looks like my mop."
He is dissing our family edition.
Look.
Our family edition. The kids. First of all, my dog. I guess he's my dog now, too. He's in the house.
I believe he's sitting on your desk.
Oh, that is my desk.
In your office.
Well, he was left there. They leave the house to run errands, and they leave me with this little dog. Now, I always say, lock the dog up. Don't, you know, I'm not used to this dog. They just brought it home. And I'm like, lock the dog up. So all of a sudden, I'm in the office working, and I hear it. Shh, shh, shh. I'm like, oh, no. Do not tell me this dog is outside. So I couldn't leave him. I mean, he was, you know, whimpering.
Just couldn't.
Listen, I'm not a cold-hearted, you know. I have a little soft side. I brought the dog in.
A few soft sides.
One or two now. And he nicely laid down right next to me. That is a very smart poodle. That is a, and by the way,
oh,
that's,
is that what that
that's
is?
A poodle.
A poodle.
Apricot poodle.
Apricot.
I learned that I had no idea what that was, but he's very, very smart.
And what is this apricot poodle's name?
His name is Sunny.
Sunny.
So,
okay.
Yeah. My son took a huge liking to that dog, and he was given that dog by his grandmother. Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you, Grandma.
Grandma, thank you.
I needed that.
thank you, Lola. And, oh, my goodness, they're inseparable. Diesel now hasn't made it inside the house. The 75-pound Doberman is still...
Has he made it to your house?
He's made it to the house. He's made it there.
He has not been abandoned.
He's not been abandoned. Okay. He has made it there. And, boy, he's a good guard dog. He was barking all night long. Think, what is happening back there? I don't know if he was chasing squirrels or something, but.
Right.
Or a person. I don't know. Don't go in the backyard.
You just may let me know.
You may not come back out. But Diesel has made it over to the house. And, yes, Sonny has made it over. And, but Chris, did you detect a little bit of something in someone's heart here this morning? I mean.
Nah.
No. You didn't.
Nope. Nope, not at all.
You're going to leave me out there like that, huh?
I had the privilege of having Pat's son over to the house this weekend. In fact, he's still there.
Is he really?
And we got to talk about Samson.
Oh, please do tell us how Samson does not behave.
I have some good reports on Samson.
Yeah.
Did he stop going in the bathroom in the house? What? What's going on with Samson? What's he doing?
No, just Jonathan, just let me know how much he loves his dog and... And just he was just so excited to come over and play with Frankie because Frankie moves.
He moves.
Oh. Samson doesn't appear to move.
what are you talking about?
Do they feed him?
We ain't talking about the same dog, apparently.
Do they feed him over there?
According to the son.
According to the son.
Okay.
Allegedly, the son says, Samson is not moving.
He'll run around in a circle and then lay down.
One circle. Wow.
He's talking about Holly, obviously.
Wow. We're going to have to go.
Holly don't move.
We're going to have to go to the Ponderosa, to the compound over there, and go check out what's going on with these dogs, make sure that they're being fed and taken care of.
Oh, he's being fed.
Is that why he can't move?
That's why he can't
move. Look, I'll tell you what now. That dog... He's got a little bit of I guess Holly's finally rubbing off on him.
Uh-oh.
Just a little bit.
Uh-oh.
I got him to fetch.
Really?
What?
Yes. Yes.
Oh my goodness.
He fetches. Yeah. It's amazing.
Wow.
And it didn't take but the first time and he just did it.
That's what Frankie did.
First time, over and over again.
He fetched
until his mother walked in the room.
Oh gosh. Uh-oh.
Mama walks in the room.
Uh-oh.
So I say, "Hey, look, check this out." I throw the thing. And he made me look like such a liar. He made beelines right for her.
Oh, my goodness.
I was like, great.
Right, yeah.
You know how these dogs are. It's amazing. It's amazing how much fun these little pets can be, or these big pets. Companion. They bring a lot of companionship. I didn't realize it's really, I mean, I didn't know this so many years later, but they're really good for someone who's, you know, alone or a senior. It's a great, someone that's coming, you know, sick and.